One of the year's big drinking holidays is this weekend. Over Labor Day weekend in 2012, 147 people were killed in Colorado in drunk driving crashes. That's according to the group Mothers Against Drunk Driving. In response, the Colorado State Patrol is stepping up its efforts to stop drunk and high driving.
Hello, my name is Trooper Stephanie Guilfoyle with the Colorado State Patrol.
And my name is Sergeant Matt Ozanik with the Colorado State Patrol.
Each year in Colorado, more than 26,000 people are arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol.
The Heat Is On is Colorado's high visibility enforcement campaign that combines increased DUI enforcement with a strong public awareness campaign.
In Colorado, driving under the influence...
The Heat Is On is a statewide effort by the Highway Patrol and local law enforcement to get drunks off the road. The effort puts more police cars on the road and, in some cases, traffic roadblocks, where drivers are checked for possible intoxication. Emily Wilfong is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
It's a multi-week enforcement period, knowing that people are out celebrating the end of summer, culminating with Labor Day. Law enforcement is out and in full force looking for impaired drivers and getting them off the roads.
Wilfong says the efforts are paying off. She cites a downward trend in arrests for drunk driving. Last year, over the Labor Day campaign, she says officers made about 1,300 DUI arrests, and that was down from the previous year. Still, the fact is that driving drunk is not confined to the high drinking days like Labor Day, the 4th of July, or New Year's.
I'll tell you, in Pitkin County, it is the number one traffic-related concern I have.
That's Joe DeSalvo, sheriff of Pitkin County. He says that drunk driving is a priority for his deputies.
In Pitkin County, the heat is always on. I have told my guys I want them out there getting DUIs off our road. I can't tell my deputies enough times, DUIs is where I want you spending your time. The two traffic deaths we had recently, unnecessary deaths.
Already this summer in the Mid-Valley, there have been two deaths on the road caused by drinking. A pedestrian whose blood level content was more than three times the legal limit was hit and killed on Highway 82 near Basalt. Another woman was killed near Catherine's store when an equally drunk driver broadsided her. A quick scan of current inmates in the Pitkin and Garfield County jails finds a large number charged or convicted of driving high or drunk. Despite efforts like the Heat Is On, the problem continues, which raises a question. Why not do something that might really work? Why, for example, don't police departments station cops outside of bars every night all year? Why not have roadblocks up all the time? Why not install interlock devices in all vehicles that require the driver to blow into a breathalyzer in order to get the car started? Again, Sheriff DeSalvo.
Staking out bars and waiting for people to come out, I don't think that's acceptable.
These ideas are not unlike what happens every day at every airport in the world, where everyone is, in effect, considered guilty until proven innocent by a body scan search. Like DeSalvo, Brad Osborne says the trade-offs between safety and liberty aren't worth it. Osborne is a state-certified addiction counselor. He has a private practice in Basalt, providing addiction counseling, assessment, and intervention.
When we're working with folks around DUIs and addiction and alcohol or drug abuse, it's important to remember that it's not the whole community that is creating the problem. It's really 1 out of 10 people who use substances develop a problem. 1 out of 10 of those people that are drinking excessively are going to create some sort of problem, and those are the DUIs.
While creating a sort of police state to stop drunk driving might work, the costs to freedom would be high, and, says Osborne, not really stop the worst offenders, alcoholics and addicts.
Now, if somebody has a substance abuse problem, once they start drinking, they probably no longer have the ability to make that decision around whether they get in the car.
Osborne supports programs like the Highway Patrol's Heat Is On. He says the high-profile enforcement will likely stop a casual drinker from driving. Ultimately, as addiction and alcoholism get more attention as a public health problem, more alcoholics will seek treatment, and friends and loved ones will get bolder about intervening.
If I have a loved one that is drinking too much, I have an obligation to express how much I care about them by intervening with them and saying to them, it's not okay with me that you're driving when you're drinking like this. Then not to just intervene with them, but to help them, support them with getting the help they need.
In the Roaring Fork Valley, there is a growing and active sober community. And besides that, says Sheriff Joe DeSalvo, there is simply no excuse for driving drunk here.
There's not a single reason why anyone in this community should get behind the wheel of a car, because there's so many options. RAFTA, tipsy taxi, call a friend, call a cop if you don't want to drive home. There are alternatives, and people should know.
So again, the alternatives include RAFTA, tipsy taxi, call a friend, or call a cop. The other option, drinking and driving, could result in jail time, fines, higher insurance rates, or even worse, a fatality. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.